Active Worlds is a super ancient game, like 22 years old, ancient. Think like Second Life, but like I said, really old. Nobody really plays it anymore. You can still download it, you can still play it. There's not much to do in it, but other than explore, there's no one really to chat to. I thought it would be really, really interesting if I explored it. I find it fascinating. It's like a kind of like a time capsule to the early or late 90s, early 2000s. And a lot of the stuff you come across is pretty interesting, so I wanted to explore it in a video. Maybe make a series about it, I don't know. I just wanted to explore a little bit today, so here we go. I've played this a lot. Not a lot, but I've played this for a few hours just to explore some places. And this place still has people playing it, as you can see. I don't think this guy's real. He's always here. He doesn't seem real, but like people here, they're in. There's people chatting, you know, here and there sometimes. Not a lot of people. There was an admin here earlier, I think. The 9th Extreme Builders Talent Show, February 3rd to March 31st, 2018. And apparently people have actually entered this. They have a an Easter thing over here. There's actual money prizes. Actual prizes. Real money. Some weird... Are those aliens in there? This is so early or late 90s. It's... like really late 90s. I actually really like it. I like exploring this game and finding a bunch of random stuff. There's one spot I love to go to and it actually has a rant. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Phoenix City. Now this is like a whole... I guess this is like a whole different type of server. Like the map is absolutely like incredibly huge, and there are a bunch of like little landmark cities around, or other builds, I guess they call it. This is really happening. So yeah, I don't know how how late this was put here, but this is pretty recent, I would imagine. And you can dance over here. The music only plays in like a little select area over there. There's video games and stuff. You can't do anything with them. They're just like set dressing, I guess. You got like a home kitchen over here that's like a bar and like a poker table type thing. It's weird. It looks like Jeopardy, and that's what I thought it was at first, but these are all teleports. These are all areas you can go to. All the ones with text on them are a different area. And let me tell you, if I were to go to each and every one of these areas, I'd be here probably for like forever. And this is just one area. This is just one server. I should say server. Here we have a rant. Somebody who was very upset with how things went decided to rant about it here. And since then, I guess no one has come to really check it out. I think I might be the only person who's read this. It wouldn't surprise me if I was.
As the main dude involved with this town has left, I've decided to move my build elsewhere, but not without leaving a rant for those that somehow find their way here. Probably won't happen, but who knows? Once upon a time, I remember when this world was one of the most active and memorable that AW has ever had. It was lively, robust, and contained some of the most impressive builds outside of SW City that I've ever seen. But as with everything else, great things don't last. From time to time, I've watched this world take a slow, but steady decline downhill, and for many a variety of reasons besides of just one simple answer. Vandals, drama, issues among staff, disagreements, and simple loss of interest in all had all contributed to AWTN becoming, at best, a collection of cherished memories that anybody can go back to even today, and a graveyard of what once was at the worst. AWTN was unlike many other worlds, including AW itself. It had a culture and a mindset of its own that made it different from the rest of the pack. It was edgy but innovative, and was really the only place where there was a younger demographic. Even during the days of vandal organizations such as the AW Deleters, AWTN was the poster child for what AW still should be. Where people can meet one another and form friendships, relationships, and other bonds. This city is a remnant of the old times. A last great hurrah in the chapter of a great world. We can only hope that it is one day revived, and that this world can regain its prominence. If the mayor ever comes back here, I hope he continues to help AWTN get back on the good path. If not, it is what it is.
It's literally ruins. It's the ruins of an internet, like, it's like the internet city of Atlantis. And of course, as if exploring an empty, like, internet graveyard weren't creepy enough, we come to the bloody house with a dead body and a bloody Mona Lisa. This is like creepypasta material. I'm gonna imagine this was like an attraction, like a haunted house type thing. It's half of it's deleted. Just it's kind of a shame. I'd like to see it in its, you know, former glory. Like I usually do when I explore this area, is I just fly around and I just hope I find something interesting. Like, whatever the fuck this is. It's Santa Claus and a bunch of rotating candy canes. He's dancing. There's two Santa Clauses. He's got a vase on his back. Guess they didn't have access to a sack model, so they just used a shitty vase. This is very primitive. They used what they had to make these things, I guess. Sometimes you have to wonder, what is this? What would it have been? We have a Star Wars thing over here. Maybe this was an amusement park type ride thing. I don't know. Warning, entering military installation. Please have identification ready. Use of deadly force authorized. So, I wonder what would have went on here, maybe a little roleplay thing. Oh man. Oof. If this is how bad it gets on my computer, I can't imagine this even being playable on an old computer that would have been used around the time. Oof. I'm gonna get out of here. This is terrible. So here we go. We're gonna use one of these Jeopardy boards and we're gonna teleport somewhere. And the first thing I see here is Furriesville. And I don't think I've ever been here, so let's see. Let's check it out. So what do we have here? Two dumb builders. I see Master Chief and a bunch of ghost furries. I don't know what. Oh! Literal ghosts. Literal ghosts. Jeez. So there's another thing you notice when you start exploring these areas is a lot of a lot of images they're just gone. Either the hosting service they use has removed them, or they've removed them, or something, or the hosting service is gone, or there should have been a picture, there aren't pictures. I see a lot of photo bucket error pictures. It kind of sucks because it's just more of the area is just gone. It's just lost to time. I don't know. Fairyport was our home, our heart, our out happiness. Iceman took that away. I could kill every Iceman out there now. It's the last straw. So I'm not sure what happened here. Maybe they had like a war. Gotta check this out from the front. Yeah, yep. It's some sort of Neon Cat. There's another one here. We got like a Toontown building. This is weird. Ooh, that's pretty cool. I guess this is a pretty cool thing. It's like a garage sale. It really is like a garage sale. Bunch of useless furniture that probably has bugs in it. Not sure if they finished this ever, or if this is what they wanted it to look like. It kind of looks like someone crashed through and destroyed their house. I guess we're still in... This is why I love this game. Sometimes you just come across shit like this, and it just catches you off guard. So, I'm guessing this wasn't very, very old. This is like 2010, Neon Cat was a thing. So, it goes to show you people still played that game, or played this game up until then. And, you know, here are the dated dead memes. Speaking of dead memes, we're here in Bedrock. This is a place I've visited before. It's pretty big. It's actually pretty accurate, I would say. I mean, everything seems to be in order here. Very accurate. You know, you got a giant prehistoric bird on the table, ready to be eaten. There's a fucking pig. A pig under there. There's two Wilmas, so, good old Bedrock has a problem with clones. We have McDonald's, home of the Bronto Burger. This is great. They even have, like, a Denny's for juniors menu in here. I wonder how old this is. This has to be old. There are a lot of places from the show I'm sure people would recognize. I haven't watched The Simpsons since I was, like, 12. The Simpsons. No, I'm confusing my memes here. The Flintstones. I haven't watched The Flintstones since I was, like, 12. The Simpsons, too, to be honest. Forgot to mention, you can drive some of these cars. So now we can drive around on our rock motorcycle. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's an added feature, I guess. I'm gonna go to another area. I think I'll choose something from the smaller area, just so I can just see what we have over here. There are so many places here. Halloween Land. I want to go to Halloween Land. Here we are in 90s Halloween Land. Jeez. I think I've been here before, too. Yeah, I'm sure I've been here before. Turn sound on and wait for all downloads for full effects. I think this is now defunct, and this kind of doesn't work, because I've been here before, and I couldn't get the sound to really work well in most areas. Oh, never mind, I hear some sound now. This is great. I'm glad these images aren't like photo bucket the shit. What is this? Who is this? Where did they get some of these models from? They're so strange. Also, I'm not too sure about these pictures here. I don't know. You gotta be a complete fucking weirdo to dress up a corpse in a suit. I mean, I have to say, this is pretty good for an old game like this. lot of the same gifs, kind of copy-pasted around. I think this is just about it. I don't think there's much more. I don't think there's much more to go into. You get the idea. It's Halloween Land, Halloween Town, Halloween World, whatever. This might be the last area I explored this time. It spawned me in as this man. Someone's been here. Someone has been here. There's a fucking fidget spinner. 2018 and still here. My favorite YouTubers, singers, and sports team. So this guy still updates this place. He's still here. I wonder if I'll ever meet him. Hey, I know those textures. The pool. Oh, whoa. Whoa. And a lot of this area just seems like it's disconnected and unfinished or just broken. You know, as much as this is like Second Life, there aren't that many like, let's say, you know, adult-oriented places. There are a few. And, you know, we have Tutu Gore, which apparently there are people here. There's two people here. There's not really a good way of doing anything. Like, I know Second Life has, like, animations, and you can really customize your character, and, you know, you can put dicks on them if you want. I don't think this has any of that. This is just probably more of, like, a roleplay type thing. People probably would have come here and roleplay whatever the fuck this shit is. To be honest, this doesn't even really look too offensive to me. I've been exploring for like 2 hours so far. Kind of gone over places I've already been to, so maybe next time I'll find some really, really weird, spicy places. And, well, until next time.